This morning's scripture lesson comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. And if you were here last Sunday, you're going to say, boy, these verses sound very familiar, because our guest preacher, the Reverend Dr. Rich Robison, preached from the same text last week. So hopefully the messages are not the same. Hopefully we will have a little different message, a little different take on it, but it is one of the traditional post-Easter messages, if we were looking at the lectionary. And the first verses in chapter 24 of Luke is Luke's account of Easter morning. And we've moved on from there. And so we begin at verse 13. Now on that same day, meaning still resurrection day, but on that same day, two of the disciples, were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in and stayed with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This concludes the reading of God's holy word for this morning. Let us pray. Lord, how exciting and yet how fearful and frightening that encounter with Jesus must have been, the resurrected Christ, on the road to Emmaus and in that room. Lord, we yearn to have close encounters with the risen Christ as well, that we may experience the power of his love and care for us and that we may share that with those whom we meet, those whom are believers as well as those who have never heard the good news of Christ. Lord, we pray this day that having been together, that we may be stronger in our faith as we depart from here. And now, Lord, we pray that you may speak to us now and may help us in our daily living. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever benefited recently from the expanded use of drones? We may not even realize when these flying machines have been used, but I'm pretty sure that Jesus didn't know anything about drones when he was here on earth. But he was like a drone in that he seemed to drop in from nowhere to work miracles or heal somebody in his resurrected body. Many of us may associate drones with clandestine operations against terrorist operations. But in fact, drones can be and are utilized in many other ways, some of which are strictly humanitarian. That's why Jesus might support what certain drones are doing today. They're dropping in out of nowhere, performing miracles and healing people, or at least they make this possible. For example, in Rwanda, rural medical clinics are so isolated that deliveries cannot be made by trucks or motorcycles. Storage facilities are inadequate for the blood that is required for emergency transfusions, especially during childbirth. So airplane-like drones now carry blood to these rural clinics. They save lives by airlifting blood to where it needs to be. A San Francisco-based company called Zipline International has developed this innovative system of blood distribution so that every health clinic in Rwanda, a country about the size of Massachusetts, can be reached by a drone delivery flight of 45 minutes or less. The company hopes that this kind of delivery system will become a normal part of health care in Rwanda and elsewhere. And it wants to expand its services by delivering vaccines and medicines for malaria, HIV/AIDS. Other companies are interested in using this technology for their own purposes, such as delivering snacks and making other types of deliveries. But the Zipline says no. The company's co-founder states that it is totally focused on, quote, serving healthcare systems. Every delivery we make is potentially saving a human life, end quote. Like this company, Jesus is totally focused on serving people in need. And after being raised from the dead, he travels the country and pops up in some surprising places with the range of an airplane-like drone. For example, on Easter morning, Jesus appears to Mary in the garden and says, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And on Easter afternoon, Jesus swoops in on two disciples who are walking on the road to Emmaus and interprets the scriptures to them. On Easter evening, he appears to his disciples and shows them his hands and his feet. A week later, Jesus drops in on Thomas and the other disciples and says, "Thomas, come, touch me and believe." And later, Jesus appears to the disciples on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias and cooks a fish breakfast for them. The Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus appears to more than 500 of his followers, then to James, then to all the apostles, and finally to Paul himself on the road to Damascus. Jesus goes all over the place, serving people and sharing the good news of his resurrection. He is not a drone, but he is drone-like in his ability to reach people everywhere. In today's scripture, two disciples who are walking to Emmaus are in distress after the death of Jesus. They're talking about the recent events in Jerusalem, and they are as desperate for help as a patient in a rural health clinic in Rwanda. So Jesus drops in on them, not via a drone, of course, but in the form of a stranger. Luke tells us that Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. The two disciples tell this stranger about Jesus, a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, condemned to death and crucified. They report that they were astounded by the women in their group who found the tomb of Jesus empty and who were told by angels that Jesus was alive. With their heads spinning, these two disciples are not sure what to make of all these reports. So what does Jesus deliver to them in the form of a stranger? He delivers clarity about the scriptures. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. He engages them in a small group Bible study and helps them to see how Jesus fits into God's plan since the time of Moses. Jesus continues to drop in on us today and offer us clarity about the scriptures. Often he comes in the form of a stranger, offering us new insights into what God is saying. Such a perspective is always helpful to us because if we study the Bible in isolation, we're going to continue to come to the conclusions based on only one point of view. As the walk to Emmaus continues, Jesus drops in on the disciples in the form of a guest. First as a stranger, and now as a guest. Luke tells us that Jesus walks ahead of them as if he were going on. But they urge him to stay as their guest, saying, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So Jesus accepts their invitation and goes in to stay with them. So we have to question, what does Jesus deliver then to them in the form of a guest? He delivers an opportunity to serve. So often when we find ourselves feeling desperate and distressed, the best way to experience a lift is to serve a person in need. This might mean offering a hot meal to a homeless person, tutoring a struggling student, or working on a house for Habitat for Humanity. It's just some examples. An issue of Prevention magazine from a few years ago reported that, quote, "People who volunteer are likelier to be happier than those who don't, regardless of how much money they make. Researchers believe volunteering boosts happiness because it increases empathy," end quote. Serving a person who is a guest or a stranger puts us in touch with the resurrected Jesus. "Come, you who are blessed by my Father," says Jesus at the final judgment. "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus says, "just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Third way that Jesus drops in on these disciples in the village of Emmaus, not as a stranger, not as a guest, but as a host. When Jesus is at the table with them, he takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them. And then their eyes are opened, and they recognize him. And Jesus immediately vanishes from their sight. And they are left to say to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was opening the scriptures to us?" So we have to ask ourselves, what does Jesus deliver to us when he serves as a host? He delivers and offers himself. As a host, Jesus delivers the gift of himself to us. He revealed himself to the two disciples in the breaking of the bread, and he reveals himself to us in the very same way. When we gather at the communion table, we are not gathering at a Baptist table or a Methodist table or a Congregationalist table. Instead, it is the Lord's table. Jesus is our host, offering us the gift of himself and promising to nourish us for lives of faithful discipleship. This is a gift that is every bit as life-giving as a container of blood delivered by drone to a remote African health clinic. Jesus made his first delivery to Emmaus, and he continues to drop in on us today. He comes as a stranger, interpreting the scriptures for us. He arrives as a guest, giving us opportunities to serve. And he swoops in as a host, offering us the gift of himself in the breaking of the bread. Our challenge is to respond to these surprising deliveries in the same way the disciples of Emmaus did, by telling other people what has happened to us and how Jesus has been made known to us. If we do this, the delivery of Jesus will be complete, and we may even help save a life. Let's pray together. Lord, you do come in very surprising and special ways, unexpected ways. And Lord, we pray that as you come into our lives, that we may recognize you and that you may be emboldening us to share that experience with others, those who have not encountered you, those who have not met you, that they may meet you through us, that we may introduce them to you and you to them. Lord, we are your hands and your feet here on this earth at this time. And we pray that as we experience the resurrected Christ in our lives, that joy and that good news cannot be contained within our hearts, within ourselves, that we must share it with others, so that when you drop in, we may share your love with others. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.